Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and from the Holy Spirit. I have a confession to make. My home office is a mess. Georgia is always after me to clean it up, but it's a challenge. I mean, first of all, these last 4+ years, I've been busier than I'd like to be, doing an interim ministry up in Walterboro at Good Shepherd, in addition to my work here. But I also have stacks of mementos that I've received over the years, and they all have special memories. Long ago, I ran out of wall space. When I look around my office, it conjures up all kinds of emotions and good memories, things that have helped me and reminds me of people who have nurtured me in the faith. Have you ever thought about how it is that the Christian faith is formed and passed on? Dr. Michael Rognes, professor at Luther Seminary, St. Paul, points out that in today's Old Testament lesson and in today's gospel lesson, we're told exactly how it happens. Rognes says, the Christian faith is passed from person to person through encounters and events. That's how it all started with Jesus, and that's really how it's been for 2,000 years plus. Today's gospel tells us that Jesus found Philip and invited him to follow. Well, I'm not sure it happened quite so simply as that, but if we read between the lines a bit, it tells us that Philip was from Bethsaida, the same town as Peter and Andrew. Being in a small village, Philip no doubt knew these other two, so we can assume there'd already been some conversation among them. And when Philip finds Nathanael and tells him, we have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth, Nathanael's response is classic. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? It's kind of like, well, can anything come out of this little waterfront burg of Beaufort? After all, we are really pretty small and insignificant. We're never going to be on the list of the top 50 cities in the U.S. even. Notice that Philip doesn't attempt to argue with Nathanael. He simply says, why don't you come and see? What follows is an exchange between Nathanael and Jesus, where Jesus quotes the Old Testament prophet Zechariah about finding him under a fig tree, and that shocks Nathanael into recognizing that this one is actually the Son of God, the Messiah. Now, it works differently for Samuel in the Old Testament lesson. Samuel was a young boy doing service in the temple, something like our acolytes. He was offering service to the elder Eli when he heard this voice calling him, and he went to respond to his master. The scripture now doesn't tell us the time frame, but this happened 3 times, hopefully not all the same night or within an hour or two, or I think Eli would have gotten a little testy. But Eli finally figures out that the voice calling Samuel is from God. And Eli directs the boy to answer, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Sometimes it may be our own words that directly impact another's faith. Other times, our guidance may simply help direct someone toward their own discovery and belief. Often, we don't even realize the impact that we have on another person. In my church in Walterboro, a younger council person recalled that he had a lay volunteer when they were between pastors who taught confirmation class and was instrumental in this young man's faith. That volunteer had no idea of the impact he had had. One of my fonder remembrances is that when I encountered a young pastor and his wife while I was attending a Senate assembly in northern Minnesota, The pastor came up to me and rather gruffly said, "I need to talk to you. Remember when you gave me some advice my senior year of seminary?" Well, actually, I didn't. And I actually was responsible for working with hundreds of students. So, expecting to be cussed out, I followed this young pastor to a quiet corner where we could talk. He reminded me that I had counseled him that if he was going to follow God, he'd better be prepared to be surprised for where it would lead him. Well, it turns out he was assigned to northern Minnesota for his first call, and he was not happy. Not one bit. But now, 5 years later, he just wanted me to know what a tremendous blessing it had been for he and his wife to follow that call. Now, besides the relief that I felt, it was heartwarming to hear that testimony and to realize that sometimes you have no idea the words that you say and the impact that they might have. It's that way for all of us. We never know how what we say or do will impact another. But living the faith, showing our beliefs in our actions, has way more impact than we can ever know. Taking those meals to someone in need, putting aside what we're doing in order to share a moment with another person, to care enough to make a phone call. Well, that's what it means to be a follower of Jesus. So don't ever sell yourself short. Not everything is bold and dramatic, but being someone who cares and reaching out to and for others, that's sharing the message of Christ and maybe creating a memory and faith that lasts a lifetime. Amen.